And I'm Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump clashed during Thursday night's presidential debate on CNN. Trump spoke about the January 6th insurrection as he attempted to upend Biden's presidential victory.
On January 6th, we had a great border. Nobody coming through, very few. On January 6th, we were energy independent. On January 6th, we had the lowest taxes ever. We had the lowest regulations ever. On January 6th, we were respected all over the world. All over the world, we were respected. And then he comes in, and we're now laughed at. We're like a bunch of stupid people.
Biden offered a different view of January 6th and its aftermath.
The only person on this stage is a convicted felon is the man I'm looking at right now. And the fact of the matter is, what he's telling you is simply not true. The fact is that there was no effort on his part to stop what was going on up in Capitol Hill. And all those people, every one of those who were convicted, deserves to be convicted.
Biden at 81 and Trump at 78 are two of the oldest candidates ever to seek the U.S. presidency in a race that national polls show both are in a virtual dead heat. Thursday's face-off marked the first time two former U.S. presidents have ever debated each other. The 90-minute debate took place far earlier than normal, more than 4 months before the November 5th election day. The next debate is set for September. Iranians start voting on Friday for a new president. Following the death of Ebrahim Raisi in a helicopter crash, choosing from a tightly controlled group of four candidates loyal to the supreme leader at a time of growing public frustration. The election coincides with escalating regional tension due to the war between Israel and Iranian allies Hamas and Gaza and Hezbollah in Lebanon. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Scores of sick and injured Gazans were allowed into Egypt on Thursday, marking the first medical evacuation since the travel crossing into Egypt was shut down in May. Meantime, Israeli forces moved into a Gaza neighborhood Thursday and ordered Palestinians to move south in an operation described as the final stages of fighting against Hamas militants. Protesters were back on Nairobi streets on Thursday, saying they think the olive branch offered by Kenyan President William Ruto was genuine. VOA's Nairobi bureau chief, Mariama Diallo, has more.
The message of protesters to the president was clear. Demonstrators tell VOA they are not scared to protest even if tear gas is being fired left and right.
The police are trying to scare us away, people who have come to peacefully protest. The president, for him, it's time for him to go and resign.
Another protester says the president shouldn't be overtaxing the population.
Because government has taken a lot of loan from the World Bank. We haven't seen what the loan has done. It has not benefited us as citizens of Kenya. It has only gone to few specific individuals. Let those who are involved in corruption be brought to justice.
Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Nairobi.
The Supreme Court has cleared the way for hospitals in the state of Idaho to provide emergency abortions for now in a procedural ruling that leaves key questions unanswered. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the Supreme Court ruling follows his department suing to force Idaho officials to allow emergency room care to every patient, even if that care includes terminating a pregnancy.
While we continue to litigate our case, women in Idaho will once again have access to the emergency care guaranteed to them under federal law. The Justice Department will continue to use every available tool to ensure that women in every state have access to that care.
AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports there are criminal indictments for the slow response to a Texas school shooting.
Former school's police chief Pete Arredondo and former officer Adrian Gonzalez have reportedly been indicted over their role in the slow police response to the 2022 massacre at a Texas elementary school that left 19 children and two teachers dead. The indictments by a grand jury include multiple counts of felony child endangerment and abandonment. They are the first officers to face criminal charges in one of the deadliest school shootings in U.S. history. Both men are expected to turn themselves in. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And for more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.